to the program. I'm Dr. Tony. We're nationwide. DrTony2014@gmail.com. That's my email if you wish to ask me a health question. I will do my best to answer it for you. So many people ask me about health care. I'm scared. I don't know about my policies. I don't know whether I'll be covered or not. And I'll try and answer some of those questions before the end of the broadcast. Breaking into brilliance, Lynn Singer from New York City is with us. I wanted to talk, Lynn, because our program is primarily focused on health and wellness and dance, of course, and meditation and releasing is all part of overall good health. Because many times we create our dysbiosis, our dysregulation, our imbalance by impure thoughts and by not releasing. So when you release, because you told me about that little boy, just releasing some of the pent-up stuff that's holding one back can truly be a catalyst for good health. Let's recap on your work and how people can get your books and find out about your courses and classes in New York, etc.
Breaking into Brilliance is about that. It's about going into health. When we are connected to who we truly are, we are in a state of being that is very different. And the body releasing its toxins is imperative to our health because these do create dis-ease. The muscles contracting, constant contraction, constant anger, constant holding back creates dis-ease. And the disease is on top of not being in connection to our deeper self. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that deep connection to who we truly are. And when we have that flowing, we can be in a state of a kind of glowing state. So breakingintobrilliance.com is my book. .com will bring you to a trailer where you can see a one-minute example of what I'm doing. I am Lynn Singer, and my website is www.lynn-singer.com. And those two websites are connected, but I would like you to go to breakingintobrilliance.com, see the trailer, and send me an email.
How did you get involved in this type of work, Lynn?
I'll tell you that I had a what is called a psychotic incident when I was very, very young. And I was told I had to learn to live with being this and being that. And I just remember looking at this doctor, brilliant, beautiful man, Harvard-trained doctor, saying, I don't get to live with anything. I get to heal this. And I didn't know where that came from. And I began to do very quickly alternate work because the medical community would not support that statement. I'm going to heal this. So I began to work with bioenergetics and with acupuncture and with sacral cranial work. I have worked with shamans putting their arms through my body, and you know, energetically. I have done very powerful healing work that brought me to a different state of mind and a different state in my body. So I've been on both sides. I've been in suppression and in anxiety, and I was forced to open through this event. My mind opened, my creativity tripled, my depression came up, and it was like a very tense time for quite a while. But I knew it could be healed, and I knew that I had to do the alternative work to do that. So that's the work that I encourage and show to people. And the body work has been a great, great influence on me to bring me to meditation. Through yoga, for instance, you're doing your body work in yoga, and at the end of the class, you meditate. Perfect. Perfect. This is Lynn Singer. Thank you.
You are Lynn Singer. Lynn, very briefly, we're going to wrap it up here in just a couple of minutes. I wanted you to give a message, if you will, to women. There are so many beautiful women in the world. I'm from a family of 11, six sisters. I talk to women a lot in classes and courses and seminars and lectures across the country, and many are not sure of themselves. How do they get more self-esteem? How do they get more confidence? What can they do?
Thank you for asking that question. the suppression of women has been so strong, and I think that they need to do some work. It can't be, you can't change the mold by being in the old way. So I would suggest to them to find people, find groups that encourage their confidence, encourage them to say out loud who they really are, what their dreams are. I encourage them to write in journals about what they really want and why they're afraid to ask for what they really want. And I encourage them to do some work with themselves, with somebody, or a group of people that can really help them turn this understanding of who they are around into their confidence. They have to confront. They have to look at what is holding them back. It's not enough to say, oh, I'm frightened, or I know I'm not good enough, or I know this. You've got to take the baby steps in process of ungluing, of taking the warp and the woof, the old fabric idea, taking these things apart little by little till you come to who you really are. And also any kind of physical work that will allow women to feel their power. So that might be karate. That might be kickboxing. That might be, I don't know. I just have done those, so I don't know other ones. Where you really can feel in your body the power of who you are.
Thank you for being with us. We appreciate you. Hope you have a magnificent Sunday in New York City. Thanks for your wonderful work, and I appreciate you very much. Breaking into Brilliance, Lynn Singer was our guest. I'm Dr. Tony. Have the most magnificent day, Lynn. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate you very much. This is Talk Radio Network. We'll take a break, back with more of the program in just a moment. We'll be right back.